We didn't actually introduce, like, do any sort of introduction.
Oh, we can do that then.
We just started talking.
Right, we can do that then, and then just fucking add it to the front.
So this is like the only part we have to pretend to be official.
Alright, what's the podcast name?
Well, it's still Podcast on Fire.
Alright, we're still representing the brand.
Aye, we're going to do this one because Ken has done, he's doing several shows.
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point where trying to do Podcast on Fire every week is getting, it's just another fucking ball to juggle.
Yeah.
So I think he was letting that become like a special, like how there's always Taiwan Noir and director series. It was like once you'd worked through those five, then you would do Podcast on Fire, then you would start at the beginning again, do Korean cinema, This Week in Sleaze, and eventually then get around to Podcast on Fire. But I thought if we do this, we could maybe keep like a bi-weekly hold on it.
Yeah. What, two a week?
No, bi-weekly is like once every 2 weeks.
No, it's no.
Bi-weekly?
Bi-weekly is twice a week.
No, it's not.
It fucking is. Weekly is in every week, and bi is in 2 weeks.
I've just Googled bi-weekly appearing or taking place every 2 weeks or twice a week.
Google knows fuck all.
It's both.
See, it's both. I'm
Look, it says taking place every 2 weeks or twice a week.
Exactly, so I'm right.
So, but I'm also right as well.
You can't even do us, can't be right.
Exactly, well, that's what it says, like the adjective, appearing or taking place 2 weeks or twice a week. Like, it's got the quote, a bi-weekly bulletin or undergoing health checks bi-weekly. If my doctor says, like, you need a health check bi-weekly, and this is, does that mean I need to come back twice a week or once a fortnight? Please explain this to me in further detail.
I don't want to miss an appointment.
Exactly. So, am I okay? Could I afford to miss a week?
Am I okay?
It's like, do I need to come back on Friday or do I see you in a fortnight?
Yeah.
That's what I'll say, fortnightly.
Yeah. Fortnite.
That cannot get
cannot be disputed.
Yes, that's not twice a week. So, that could just be our introduction. Everyone knows me as Stuart Sutherland, and you are
Andrew Walker.
Andy Walker.
There we go. Andrew, I hate Andrew.
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 So yes, it could be like Andy Walker of Seventh Curse fame.
Yeah.
Audio commentary fame.
Or
was that famous that no one mentioned it and we swept under the carpet?
Yeah. Was it? We're talking about Colonel Sanders.
Yes, we derailed into our own story of Colonel Sanders achieving the fucking recipe for his special sauce.
Which gravy.
His fucking special gravy, which consists of crushed babies.
I've got a fucking hankering for some gravy, do we?
Ah! Stay away from your child.
Oh. He doesn't need Biffy's legs. Just make a wee drop.
Oh, Jesus. So, this will count as an introduction, and
yep.
Yeah. if you need to know more, we do have the website Podcast on Fire. We have the Facebook groups. It is facebook.com/POF Network. And I'm pretty sure if you just search the words Podcast on Fire Network, you also find the Facebook groups where we do most discussions. I swear there is some form of Asian cinema discussed in this podcast.
Yeah. Very rarely. A lot of fucking bestiality.
Yes. If you feel sorry for squids and octopuses, it's probably not worth listening to, but...
Yeah. You don't know how, want to know how Japanese people get their ink.
Like, if you're offended by that scene in Old Boy where Choi Min-sik eats live squids, probably half an hour of our podcast that's going to be quite offensive as well.
Yeah.
Maybe it's offensive to taste in general. Like, none of our respective parents would want to hear this podcast.
This is hard to do because I keep remembering what we just talked about and I want to talk about it again.
No, you cannot
continue.
And then
continue. This has gone at the start.
A cap has been put on it. Yeah. And I think throughout the episode I was playing Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Yeah.
So I will occasionally mention, oh, that bitch!
I just stabbed
that bitch. Just stabbed me! Yes, I'm not in my house actually stabbing bitches.
Just random people chat me at door. Mm. Oh no, and your random phone call too. Yeah.
Yes, that hopefully I'll have that edited out.
Postcode Lore. No, you can't because I'm sitting talking to myself.
Well, I could edit you out.
Oh.
I'll have to listen to it first in case it's like squid fucking motherfuckers. Stupid Japanese squid fuckers.
I can't even mind what I say.
Anyway, on with the show.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Enjoy, don't talk to the audience.
Oh, fuck you then. I don't know what to say.
You say nothing.
That one,
no. I think it is, Yeah, I'm watching the megabytes fill up as we speak.
Oh, God.
We're already on 5 meg.
Fucking hell.
But that is something like a file type, like OGG, and then you export it into MP3, so.
Right.
So what are you actually up to then? Are you just...
I'm lying in my bed.
Oh, well.
Aye, I'm just fucking lying here with fucking digestive biscuits and telling over on the telly.
Fair enough. I just stunned a bitch. I tried to be, it says be discreet and I'm running along roofs, jumping from one to the other.
Yeah, that's a bit obvious. You need to see civilians running about doing that.
I know, but half the cunts in this level are all doing it. It says fine, I'm in, bitch. I'll just hide in this bale of hay for now.
You never watched Terra Nova, did you?
Terra Nova? Nah, I've... That's some sci-fi TV series, isn't it?
Aye, Steven Spielberg made a TV show and it got cancelled. It cost too much money.
Oh, well. I was just about to say, if it was George Lucas, he wouldn't need to worry about money, then.
Nah. What did he get for his company?
At least $4 billion.
Oh, fucking, they're wanting to make another fucking Star Wars film, eh?
Aye, it's another trilogy.
First another trilogy?
Aye. So, Kevin Smith noted on Twitter, like, when he first heard about Star Wars, they were told there was going to be 9 films.
9?
Aye, so that's basically the first 6, and now it's going to be the last 3, so it's like episode 7 next.
I wonder if Mark Hamill's going to finally get an air job.
So, but they're saying you're going to get the first one on 2015?
2015?
Aye.
Alright. I bet they bet that fucking Bushy's bus better not be in it.
What, Hayden Christensen or something?
Aye.
Nah, I think this is taken up. Like, after the original trilogy ended.
Right, so Darth Vader's dead.
Yeah. So there needs to be some sort of new evil.
Nah. No, the old cunt got fucking done in, didn't he?
Yes. The old wart thing in the hood. Aye, I'm sure he's dead.
Star Wars knowledge. What the fuck is that
a thing? Well, that thing, it could be like a new evil. They did. Well, they bought... No, I was going to say, is Jurassic Park part of LucasArts?
It's like a big fucking T-Rex in space comes in anywhere.
Aye, it could have, like...
So they didn't really die, they just
doing
fucking
his fucking shit with a lightsaber, and then a velociraptor appears beside him and is like, clever girl! And it's just, like, three velociraptors and a lightsaber fight.
Aye. Or they just tie a fucking lightsaber to their tails and start doing front flips.
If it just gets worse, they're just actually dinosaurs out floating in space. There's like TIE fighters circling past fucking T-Rexes just floating helplessly. It's just like their little hands are wiggling, trying to swim in a direction of like a Death Star, just some sort of land, but no.
Or what happens if Jar Jar Binks just fucking goes dark side?
Ah, look at those. I think to be evil in that film, all you need to do is put on a hood.
I suppose,
right?
Eh?
If you're wearing a robe, right, put your hood up and say, oh shit. Pick up the red lightsaber.
In the fifth one.
Fifth one?
Yeah. It would have been the set, like, number two.
Oh, but... right, the Attack of the Clones.
Aye, I've got to be
the
fucking...
I've never seen that one.
In the first one... It's
the third one's Darth Maul.
Darth Maul. I'm coming the second one. The third one's fucking... You find out who the fucking...
They cut Vader in half or something.
No, oh. the fucking lightning guy. The Prime Minister. He's the fucking bad guy. He's the wrinkly bastard in all the other films.
Okay. I don't think I've actually seen any of the new trilogy. I think I've always, like, they've always been on TV and I've watched, like, I've entertained myself for, like, 5 minutes and then left it at that.
Very fast then.
I was like, nah, that's fine. Like, when you hear trilogies and there's no, like, a good word about any of them.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to waste my time.
What do you do when I see Samuel Jackson swearing in a Star Wars film?
You can't swear in those films.
I wish you could. Tell me that Hayden Christensen what he really thinks he's acting.
It's like that how they remastered the new ones and it had the three ghosts
and
then they put in Hayden Christensen. It should just have Samuel Jackson off camera going, motherfuckers!
Well, Farouk comes in and just goes, damn!
Exactly. It's just an additional ghost standing in a WWE t-shirt.
I think that will be the next thing fucking Disney buys. It's fucking WWE. Just tell we cartoon John Cena's around about the fucking tele shows.
Oh well, they're supposed to be putting all the WWE wrestlers in a Scooby-Doo movie.
Oh no.
Like it's an animated one.
Aye.
And supposedly all the wrestlers get killed. Like,
oh no, that's good.
That's dark for a Scooby-Doo. I don't think anyone actually dies. Like, is it not just somebody gets fucking grievously harmed? It's like, fucking, lose a leg or something. Like, if it's Scooby-Doo, I mean, come on, it has to be like Hornswoggle getting kidnapped.
No, Hornswoggle and Kane team up to be the bad guys.
Aye, they go on each other's shoulders, put on a fucking big brown coat and a mask.
Transform into a giant leprechaun.
It's just Kane wearing green.
Try to put on a fake Irish accent. Dominant morning to ya.
I killed no one. Wait, that didn't even have an accent.
That's just true. That's a fun attempt
to anything. But I've looked up those Jet Li films I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Is like the new one that's in stores now is okay, I've lost it now. The Flying Swords of Dragon Gate, which I'm sure is the remake of Dragon Gate Inn.
Dragon Gate Inn, I mind that, man.
That's like Donnie Yen fighting in the desert at the end and his foot rots away to the bone.
I'm getting confused between that and like a B-movie version or something like that.
Right, aye.
And it's like the bad guy keeps like disappearing into the sand and then jumping out the sand and like fighting.
Oh wait, it could be something like that, or I might be getting myself confused with Moon Warriors. They had things where it was like ninjas under the earth. I think they might have, but I think they had like bamboo straws so they could breathe.
Oh.
It's just like soft soil and a straw coming towards folk. Then ninjas jump out. But funnily enough, they're actually both in the same box set. Like, they released a... Hong Kong Legends released a Swordplay box set, which contained Dragon Gate N, Moon Warriors, and The Swordsman, which I still can't get interested in. Like, The Swordsman, it's supposed to be like a big series, but it's just still bores the fucking tits off me. It's like that and the Bride with White Hair movies.
I feel like a bit on the just into fucking gay.
it's the ones where it's like the Bride with White Hair movies, like, should really appeal to people that like the, what's it called, the Chinese Ghost Stories series, because it's got like Leslie Cheung and Bridget Lin, and I'm pretty sure Bridget Lin is the witch with white hair. No, the Bride with White Hair.
And it just seems like you're getting married to an old gnad.
Aye, but I think it is just the case, like, she is like a white-haired witch of sorts.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I had rented it at some point. It just couldn't grab my attention. So.
Oh, well.
Damn, I just keep killing fucking civilians in this game. It's terrible. It's like, kill the man in the blue robe, and there's like five men in blue robes walking past you, and like, which one's human?
Just do something. Make them nervous. Just start breakdancing there, looking what the fuck to do, and start running away.
Well, you have like the taunt option where the... Ah! Come on.
No!
Right.
Let's listen to this cunt in the back room fucking talk to some cunt.
I'm sorry, there's no one here with the name Higgins.
Higgins? Keep talking. What's going on? Just tell me fuck off.
The people's postcode lottery. What the fuck?
Wait, you've won?
No. They just want to know what we know about them.
Alright, fuck
off. I know, it was like, unless you're calling with a check, which I don't think you can do, but...
Oh, I got annoyed last night. I done the lottery.
Yep.
I got one number and the best of the lucky stars. I'm like, oh, I'll maybe get some decent money here. I got £7.60.
Better than nothing. That's more like, that's like a £6 profit.
I suppose. Aye, but no, there better be some fucking cunts gone mental. I was looking at the how much folk would win, and if you can only get all the numbers, you were winning 95 million.
Aye.
If you got four numbers and the two lucky stars, you were getting £100,000.
Good God.
Fucking difference. And then I think the one below that, I think it was five numbers and one lucky star, you were only getting £2,000. It's like one number off, you were getting 95 million. No, you're only getting £2,000. Fucking ram it. I'm just going to buy loads of fucking lottery tickets for the night. I'll get annoyed and get a fucking number.
Oh. I just went to stun a bitch and he fucking countered and stabbed me. I didn't know that feature was even in the game. I kicked him in the stomach and he just punched me in the neck with a knife.
That's what you get.
So, the Jet Li movie. The other movie that I've got lying on my DVD rack is The Emperor and the White Snake.
Oh.
Which is not a porn title.
This soon like one, like, I was thinking. That's not.
If anything, it should be the Empress.
Aye.
Like it should be like a woman and the white snake.
Aye, the big fucking Australian guy for Fearless just turns up at the door. Here's my white snake. Play with it. I didn't believe how huge that boy is.
Aye.
Well, in that film, you know, because Jet Li must be fucking like 4'9" or so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he isn't that tall. It's been ages since I've seen that film. I've got the director's cut, which it's like it does have some additional scenes, but the whole story is rearranged.
Huh?
Aye, I'm pretty sure. I can't mind which version it is, but the beginning is like the dude, like Jet Li's character, being poisoned and like collapsing during his final bout, and then it kind of fades into a flashback on his life.
Right, well, the version I'd seen, he got poignant at the end. I did kind of, I never saw the start. I only saw it for him planting fucking rice very badly. No cunt else standing up when the wind blows.
So there is, like, that version, because there are, the director's cut has like a cameo appearance of like Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah.
And it's like it's like 2010 or something, and it's like a national. I think kind of it's not Tai Chi, but it's something celebrating the life of Fok Yong Gap.
Wushu or something.
Aye, Wushu it'll be, and they're like celebrating his life, and she goes on to talk about his story,
uh-huh.
And then it flashes back.
So I take it at the start, I've not seen the film all the way through, so I take it at the start of the film he was an asshole.
Oh aye, he was, like, pretty sure he was a little shitty kid that got the other folk into trouble, and then he was just like the rebellious teenager who's, well, he wasn't a teenager, he was like married with a wife and kid, but he was just a dick challenging folk, and when they'd, like, I'm pretty sure someone outsmarts him and he goes absolute ballistic, and then he goes to a tea house and kills that guy and their family in the tea house, but in doing that he left his family exposed and they go and kill his family, and that kind of drives him fucking insane. He falls in the river and just gets washed down river and meets Betty's son, the blind woman.
Aye,
and I think she just then teaches him, like, he gets to see the other side of life, and is that when he learns Wushu, or
I think he kins Wushu, so I think it's just the enlightenment, if I can...
Aye, he learns in a completely different way.
Aye.
Like, spiritually.
Aye.
And I'm pretty sure the director's cut also has, like, an additional fight scene where he fights a kickboxer, like a Muay Thai expert.
Aye, because I noticed that they had the 4-on-1 battle at the end and you only get to see him fight the last guy.
Mm-hmm. But this is, like, just like a some fucking spar in the middle of the woods, I'm sure.
Oh, is it?
Aye.
Random fight.
Aye.
So I'm doing the shot for a Captain Malt. He gets fucking attacked by a fucking an expert in martial arts.
Aye, he's just sitting there waiting, all geared up. I'm thinking it might have been like a scene where the dude was beating up on people and Jet Li just felt like he needed the button.
Like
sort of the Fist of Fury things as well. No, I'm a better person now. Oh no, you broke my jade necklace. Shit is on. But I like how it all kind of sinks in. Like, I'm pretty sure they all use the same portrait. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, Fok Yong Gap is a real, like, was a real person. And then in Fist of Fury, they had Bruce Lee's character finding out that his teacher died when he got poisoned in a tournament. And he goes on the rampage getting revenge against the rival school, or was it a it was a Japanese.
Aye, it was a Japanese businessman that poisoned them or something.
Yeah, yeah, so they take out on Japanese school. So there's, like, I like how they just kind of put on this fictional character who was, well, a fictional student of Fong Yong Gap and took on from there.
Yeah.
And
that's what you should do, try and find it like a fucking, kind of like you do with comic books.
Or like a chronological timeline of the films.
Aye, like, find a film, there'll probably be a film sometime with that, where, like, Jet Li's character was a young child and gets taught how to fucking do martial arts, and then...
Well, that's the weird thing, like, Jet Li then goes, plays the same character in Fist of Legend.
Ah.
Aye, like, where that was the remake of Fist of Fury, so he's also, he's played the teacher and the student in his film, in his history.
Good hell.
So you could have, like, a weird movie marathon where you watch Fearless and then follow it up with Fist of Legends. Like, oh no, Fong Yong Gap gets killed, but no, he's been fucking reincarnated and he's got, like, more hair now.
He's still got so much wrinkles.
Aye. He's got a pretty harsh crew cut. So, Fearless is, like, it is a good film. I reckon if you would have noticed if Mike Leader was playing the referee in the final fights. Like, it is like Mike Leader with, like, just a big mustache.
Oh, right. No, I can only mind the referee that was in the boxing ring. Just like a very small Chinese man.
Aye, well, no, he's not necessarily the referee. He's like the ring announcer. Like he's there with like a, like just the big fucking traffic cone essentially.
Oh, was it him that went there and like checked to see if he was dead?
Possibly.
It's like he went there to check his pulse, and the Japanese guy like, no.
Let it happen.
I think it like. He has like he had a punch that could kill somebody in one blow or something like that. Because he went to do a punch on the Japanese guy and it went through his block and it kind of stopped just at his chest and it done a flashback of him doing it to somebody else and it's like a horn print came at their back or something.
All right.
And then he just kind of smiled and then fell out.
The fucking dude's intestines were blended.
And why was he coughing up ink? It was just, was not blood, it was so black, it was unbelievable.
I'm sure that's the poison. Like, it turned the blood black.
Right.
Like, it was causing all his fucking organs to fail, I'm sure.
I let him off then, I was just wondering.
But no.
I thought he was just drinking ink.
The dude's sitting fucking chewing pens.
No, he's just sucking off octopuses.
Oh,
you dickhead, Chinese are like that.
What the fuck, no.
And in a non-sexual way, they like eating octopuses. Octopi. That sounds a bit fucking weird.
No, it's the fact that you said sucking off.
Right, well, octopuses don't have penis. Or do they have penises? Is one of their tentacles a dick?
I reckon, does one of them have a fucking helmet? There's usually eight legs, and then one of them's just got a fucking wee cherry top.
Oh, one of them just doesn't move, it just fucking stays hard all the time.
Oh. A rigor mortis tentacle.
The ink cannon.
I could just imagine like the alternative take on that fight now. Well, was Jet Li's fighting his match, there's a Japanese businessman jerking off a fucking octopus into his teacup.
Oh, God.
Fucking wringing out all the tentacles, chucks it fucking behind the bench, and Jet Li just, like, fucking gulps a cup of tea and's like, something's not right here.
What would be the octopus's orgasm noise be?
What?
That's the first thing that came to my mind. It's like,
it's like, how can I mask this squealing octopus in a crowd? Like, it's a stealth mission.
It's just like the crowd goes silent and turns around and looks at the Japanese guy walking an octopus.
It's like, wait, do they even have mouths or voices? I'm sure it's just a slushy sound of fucking jerking off rubber. Just like somebody's really excited about this bout. They're just fucking.
Maybe that's maybe how they invented condoms. The guy's molesting an octopus.
Fucking hollowed out octopus legs. That's probably like a creation of STDs.
I'm sure it was the Chinese that invented condoms.
Well, it's no fucking work for them. How many is there?
I know. Just shows you that they failed in their attempts to make condoms.
They just kept putting it on the squids.
Oh.
They're just keeping them warm for winter, just encoded them in rubber.
Maybe they used squids as sexual devices for women as well.
Oh, fucking.
Filled them with sand.
Wait, filled the squids with sand?
To give them more rigidness.
Oh.
So the women could just climb on.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I just think that one octopus ate women.
Oh.
It's the perfect device for the king and all his wives.
Oh, I'm still just beeling over the thought of the rancid STDs that you would get from, like, weird sand-filled squids.
I just get stuck inside all the fucking suction cups. Just run the boot with an octopus hanging in my legs.
Fucking octopus is going mad, going... it's going fucking insane. It's like, why am I being forced into, like, another mammal?
Obviously, I was assuming that the octopus was dead. I think you could fill an octopus through sand and it'd still be alive.
The last thing is one of these ones you thought was dead and it just coughs at the sand and goes... just sees it being pushed into the fucking pink fleshy void.
Do they not have, like, a mouth like a vagina? Octopuses.
I don't know, I'm pretty sure any weird fucked up thing that doesn't have a face usually has a mouth like a vagina.
And it has, like, one giant fucking claw tooth.
Aww.
Sure.
Japanese man sitting punching the claw tooth just to get the spasm into the teacup.
Oh, that's just wrong.
It is.
Fucking punching an octopus's balloon, not they fucking get some get some fucking poison. Oh, what the Japanese would do for money?
What would they do to beat Jet Li in a fight? But I've just watched. Like, I don't know if you've actually noticed, well, I don't think I've actually told you anything about it, but they have remade The Young and Dangerous.
What?
Yes. And it's so, well, I've not seen any trailers, I've seen a poster of, like, the new guys, and they're, like, in the white shirts, and it's compared to the image, like, Eakin Cheng and the gang for Young and Dangerous 2. Where their DVD cover is all them in white shirts. Mm-hmm. And all the guys in the new one, look the exact fucking same. Like,
oh, they just look alike.
Like, no, like, they're all look like the same person. Like, I don't know any members of the cast.
Oh,
but,
right, they,
like,
all look exactly
the same. They all have look like the same haircut. They all, they look like fucking five identical people. Like, they've all got the same, like, foreshadowing pout, like, oh, shit's about to go down. Like, they've got the cool but serious look on their face. They're all wearing, like, the exact same clothes. They've all got the exact same haircut.
What, there's no, like, a bald-headed one?
No, they're all bald. Like, they've all got, like, short hair. Like, none of them's wearing glasses. Like, there's only the short, pudgy one with glasses.
And, like, the one with, like, the thumb in their ear. And...
Nah. It's just like a cold, serious poster.
Oh,
and I'm like, it's just, like, if they're going to do anything with Young and Dangerous, just fucking make another sequel.
Yeah. Just end up, hey, like, all the original cast in it is like...
Aye, like, they could be fucking branch leaders now.
Aye. And then they have to, like, training up the next generation of fucking...
Exactly. Fucking Jordan Chan could be Uncle B and... So it's a wee bit,
meh.
Like, yeah. But last thing, I've not seen any trailers yet, so there could be, it could fucking spin it around.
Yeah, they maybe just come up with an original idea or something.
Well, that's it. If it's a remake, I'd just see them maybe just possibly just redoing the first one. But I don't think it'll be on the same production rate as the last, like how they've done all. First three movies in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think nowadays it just takes that much longer to do films.
Oh, yeah. It does. It takes too long.
Mm-hmm. So, but there is some other decent looking triad films coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
So it does look a little bit better. Like,
they got any coming out that looks like Sleeping Dogs?
Not yet. There is, like, I watched the trailer for Triad, which is I picked up off the Eastern Film Fans Facebook page, and there was it that looks closer to like a Young and Dangerous remake that looks interesting than like this remake that's being done.
Aye,
it's all these things about like all fucking sworn brothers arguing with each other and. Like, different branch leaders, and it's also got the thing to do, like, the dragon head. Like, like, the thing that was made obvious in the, like, the election movies, the dragon baton, which was being passed from chairman to chairman.
Yeah.
Like, there's all mentions of that, but then it's all these triads arguing about fucking territories, and then there's also like the soft canto pop tunes, which is probably one of the lead actors singing it in the background. Which, like, this is like a Young and Dangerous film. So
main character has to sing the theme tune.
Aye. I couldn't see like Christian Bale doing that for all the Batman films.
He just says some like does the Batman tune like
na 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 Dark Knight. And Bane's in the background goes rises. Na 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 na, I will break you. Fuck, never resisting this. Watching the villain rogue was so neat, then leaves.
Ruined the film.
Ah, I might have to bleep that part.
No, I've never got seen it. I don't care. Fuck. I don't care if you're spoiled it. I'm just saying, like, his character ruined the film.
No, I'm saying, like, podcast feedback is like, yeah, it was good until you spoiled The Dark Knight Rises.
I don't care. If you've not seen it by now, you do deserve to see it.
Well, it's not even out on DVD yet, so there is like the fact that you might just hate the cinema.
But it's not. It's one of the films that you had to go and watch out of the pictures.
I guess.
Like, seeing it on a wee screen, it'll not be the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was all that, what, fucking Christopher Nolan's intentions was. Like, it's like, this film needs to be seen, like, in IMAX to be truly appreciated and all this nonsense. Like, he was, like, one of these guys that's still pro-film rather than digital.
Yeah. But I didn't see the difference. What's the difference?
It's pixels.
Oh, yeah.
Something that your eye can't process. I wonder if a film's ever froze. Like if a fucking DVD player jumps or a fucking hard drive crashes. Like I'm sure there must be something like that.
Aye, but you can't. There'll be more chances like the film going on fire than the digital fucking film crashing.
Aye.
That's probably the way they're wanting to do it.
Exactly. Plus, like, aye, the cost to do 35 mil, they're saying it's like £150 per reel of film.
Aye, per 20 minutes.
Aye, well, the average film's about 7 reels or something.
Yeah.
So, I'm just fucking doing parkour in this game now. I'm just not looking to kill anyone. Oh! Spear to the gut. Aye. There does seem to be, like, another crime, look like a triad film, like called Thieves, but I think that's turned out to actually be a Korean film. It's like the London Korean Film Festival going on at the moment, and they just had like a giant banner for Thieves. So
what is the Koreans version of the triads? What would they be called?
I've asked that before, and it is like a term that's never used, so I think it is just like Mafia.
The Korean triads or something.
They don't even go for it. Triads, it's something just simple as like gangsters. Like mafia type. Hopefully someone could correct me on it and I'll tell you next time, but I know it's always like obvious when you get like triads, then you get
Yakuza. Is your laptop slowly dying?
No. How?
I don't know, something's happening. It's like everything seems to be dying. It's like Johnny 5. It's slowly bleeding out.
Alright, I know it's plugged in at the wall, so. What the fuck? Damn it. I was just about to run, steal somebody's kill, and somebody dived off a roof holding a spear above their head and just impaled me. Yeah, that Thieves. I'll keep an eye out on it, but I think nowadays when it comes to like Asian cinema and me, like if it's not released in the UK, I didn't seem to have that much of an interest. Like if I can't buy it in Sainsbury's, I'm not bothered. I'll probably have to own like the 3D Blu-ray of fucking Flying Tiger Gate or Flying Dragon Gate.
I wouldn't buy that. Be cool. They'd take the piss. Like loads of fucking swords flying at your head.
The trailer does look kind of decent. Like it's got like a swooping camera shot going over like a like a dock, and it's going through ships, and it's like it looks like it'll be a wee bit trippy to watch.
Kim Watcoms they should make in 3D. Like Hero. Is it Hero?
Just the very bit at the end when there's arrows flying. Yeah.
And like the other one.
Flying Dagger?
That's it.
Just so you can see flying daggers.
Aye. And just like flying through trees at you.
It's the best use of flying objects should really be made for 3D.
Yeah.
I guess. It must have just been at the time where it wasn't that big. Which is hard to believe because everything is riddled with 3D nowadays.
No, I think they were it before the 3D fucking came into...
Aye.
Before it, like, it was just, like, red and green panels, but now it's, like, huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get smacked in the face with things.
Ah, they never thought that they could do this with a fucking Final Destination film.
Yeah. 4D.
4D.
You think they're going to make porn versions of 4D?
No. Like, no, just one, no one wants...
I've got a picture in my head of, like, an ejaculation scene and fucking splash with water.
Aye, nobody wants to get hit with, like, a white mist.
Just like spit. Bucket is spit coming at you.
No, it's just disgusting. You're sitting there watching it. You can know the man's only got seconds left. Yeah. It looks like a little wee pipe just rises in front of you and points a wee nozzle at your face, like, no, no, no. As fucking simultaneously as he shoots the woman, you get fucking sprayed with a white mist. That's the last thing you want in a cinema.
Walking out covered in cream.
Mm-hmm, like those porn theatres.
I know, what's the point though? Going in, it's like wanking in front of people.
See, I don't think they've ever existed here. But it always seems to be like in like America that they've... Like, in the big cities in America, there always seems to be, like, a back-alley theatre.
Yeah.
That is showing porn. It's like...
Spunk theatre.
Well, aye, because that dude's got caught in one of them recently. What's his name? He was the... you've been watching Modern Family recently, yeah?
Modern Family, aye.
Aye, and the dad's... That Ed O'Neill, the main dad, the one with black hair.
Right,
and his TV dad... Like, his on-screen father appeared in an episode in, like, an RV with a dog.
Oh, right, him, right.
That dude, he's in, like, a bunch of TV shows, like, just as a father figure or, like, films.
No, you can who he is.
He was in Harold and Kumar at the beginning.
He was in Anchorman. He's the fucking... He's the chief. The main guy, mind he's, like, Lodi, like, goes into a nunnery with a gun, a bow and arrow or something. And he's holding up a nun with a bow and arrow.
I don't remember that part at all.
He's on the phone, he's getting phoned. And it's like he's saying he's high on acid and he's like got a bow and arrow. Right.
Aye.
It's him.
That dude, Fred Willard.
Aye.
Known for Wally, Anchorman, Harold and Kumar, and American Pie, The Wedding. He was recently caught, like, jerking off in one of those spank theatres.
Who caught him?
Like, fucking TMZ or something. Like, I think he actually got arrested.
How could you get arrested for wanking in a spank theatre?
Well, I reckon if they went in there and just arrested everyone, but, like, I'm going to have to look, see if I can find the article, but, the dude basically did get caught, and, like, he got cut out all these TV shows because of this spankery. But like that obviously proves like I think Aldi must have just said like those theatres still exist. I think there was actually like a porn website were trying to send him a PC saying he could just jerk off in his own house, like, we will send you a laptop with our movies on it, like, don't go out, you're 73 years old.
Is it? He's 73 years old, he still has the need to have a wank.
It still rises to the occasion.
I thought he would have been dead for the waist down.
At that age. It was July he got arrested, engaging in a lewd act in an adult movie theatre.
Nah, it could have just been wanking if it's against the law and I want, and adult theatre. But must have been like Grom some kind of while he was wanting.
Sitting punching someone in the ass.
Guy Benz didn't pick up his change. Punch.
Mm-hmm. They're saying he wasn't actually charged at the end of it. They're saying PBS dropped Willard immediately following his arrest. It was also reported that the Antiques Roadshow host Mark Wahlberg would take over the role of Willard on the show. Why is Mark...
Antiques Roadshow host Mark Wahlberg?
It has to be a different Mark Wahlberg. It can't be the fucking muscle Mark Wahlberg.
Sure.
Where am I going?
Motherfucker.
Frank Willard got pissed and he shut us down.
Came on, says you have been logged out. Like someone else is trying to get on Skype with my username.
My call quality information is dropping, but I'm not even playing Xbox now, so I thought we'd have a stronger connection.
And you sound like 100 times better than me. It's like before you were like getting a bit robot-y, but now you're perfect.
Oh well, I think all this recording comes off on my side anyway, so... And you've been coming through crystal clear on this anyway, so...
Oh, that's good. Fucking hell, that was about 40 minutes.
It was.
Was it?
Aye.
Fucking hell.
So I could trim stuff around it to make it work.
Yeah.
Okay, so the podcast kind of finished there. We were actually... Well, we actually kind of just forgot to do an exit. We just went on to our introduction and then left it at that. So, this is me kind of saying... Bye. Until next time on the Podcast and Fire Network, which you can find at podcastandfire.com and facebook.com/POF Network. I've been your host, Stuart Sutherland, and joining me was Andy Walker. Until next time.